What I meant was, as a liberation movement, we did liberate our country. Now that the country is liberated and the land we have taken, we now must engage in the development of that land and indeed in the development of our economy. And given that agriculture is the backbone of our economy, people out there should now embrace development as opposed to just moving around. So what I meant was for people not to thrive in the past or live in the past, they must now recognize the current challenges that have to do with the betterment of their lives and embrace development.
What would you say to critics who accuse ZANU-PF of being the architects of its downfall and of the downfall of the country as well, in terms of how...
I would not really want to spend time on those arguments, on those accusations, because they are baseless. People know that we incurred the wrath of the whites and their kith and kin when we took the land and we distributed it to other people. And they decided to hit back. But for us, I would rather have my land than be licking the boot of someone else. So I just want to say to them, that argument, that accusation is now useless. They shouldn't even pursue it, because it's known that the blacks in Zimbabwe have done very well on the farms. And where I was, I attended three field days where people have grown cotton, which is a cash crop, but also very important for the textile industry, very important for the export. And the statistics that I have is that 70% of the cotton that we produce in Zimbabwe goes into export, and 30% is processed and beneficiated locally. So I just want to tell them that ZANU-PF is on the move. And in any case, all the three parties to the inclusive government are agreed that there's no going back, there's no reversal.
And your colleagues in ZANU-PF, when you bring this discussion of the need for the party to shift from its liberation ethos into a development-oriented party, how do they take this debate?
Well, obviously, I mean, you would expect that they would appreciate it, especially when you go out to the rural areas and you're encouraging farmers who are aching out a living there, but who can do better with the support and so on. You know, they're mobilizing people to move forward. So it's appreciated by all my colleagues in the party.